أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we're still looking at Surah number 49, which is Surah Al-Hujurat. So today we will be looking at Ayah 12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe. Now the idea is that the moment this statement comes up, we should sort of pitch up our ears and say, Labaik, yes, we're here. What would you like to tell us? We're waiting for your orders. So he says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid negative assumptions. إن بعض الظن إثم. Indeed, some assumptions are sinful. And then number two, ولا تجسسوا. Do not spy on each other. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And then do not backbite each other. And then to impress upon the mind the awfulness of these practices, he gives an imaginative picture. He says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَقَرِحْتُمُوهُ. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of his brother when he lies there dead? Wattaqullah, be God conscious. Inna Allah tawwabur rahim. Indeed, Allah is one who continuously accepts tawbah and he is ever merciful. So let's start the other way around. The first thing is to close our eyes and imagine. Imagine that your sibling, brother or sister, is lying there dead. And imagine one of your other siblings is going up, taking a knife and cutting a bit of the flesh of your brother or sister and eating it. Just the imagery in our mind makes us want to be sick. It's disgusting. It's awful. So the three things that we are told not to do in this ayah are as severely disgusting and detestful as that picture in our mind. The focus is on the heart and the mind. So the heart starts off by having bad thoughts about somebody, making negative assumptions. And then to be able to confirm these assumptions, it goes on to spy on those people, wanting to find something that will confirm the negative thoughts in our mind. And finally, having found something, right or wrong, we then want to transmit it. We want to share it with others, and that's ghiba. So having looked at the tongue here now, we see that the realm of morality is not restricted to the deed, but includes first our inner world of consciousness, the thoughts, the emotions, the intentions, the attitudes, the motives. And the highlight here is the concern for the dignity of another human being, expressing itself primarily as respecting another person's privacy, being careful not to cause anyone shame or embarrassment. Let's briefly look at the three ethical principles that are mandated in this ayah. Making negative assumptions. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, interpret the deeds of your brother in the best possible manner, such that what he does pleases you. Don't form bad opinions about the words uttered by him, as far as you may find a good justification in them. See, everybody makes assumptions each day. We wake up in the morning and see a gloomy sky and we assume it's going to rain. Likewise, you may meet someone who looks a little bit scruffy and we assume that they might be lazy. In the first instance, the assumption is based on past experiences and our knowledge that a gloomy sky signifies a downpour. In the second example, we've judged a book by its cover and assumed that the person was lazy because of some deep-set negative thinking. That's quite tough to alter assumptions in their tracks, especially if our thoughts which help us make them are deeply ingrained, and the only way forward is to stop and ask oneself, why do you have certain views and opinions now and then? Place this ayah on the fridge, on the car dashboard, wherever you are, just place it there. Has an amazing effect. Once we begin questioning our assumptions regularly, we find doing so becomes easy and we grow. As a result, to improve our understanding of other people. The second ethical principle to avoid is spying on each other. The word tajassus is mostly used in the sense of evil. The jasus, or the spy, is the one who seeks out secrets for evil purposes. The right to privacy can be looked at in many ways, but whatever way one defines it, it's been compromised by social media and modern communications networks. Here it refers to seeking out the fault of others by invading their privacy. And then once in the skewed up thought process, we've somehow confirmed our negative assumptions. There is something in us which wants to share. We want to share that negative assumption that now we have proved to ourselves is somehow right. And that is called backbiting. The Prophet ﷺ said, backbiting is to say something about your brother that he may hate to have been said. Whoever backbites a Muslim, be it male or female, his prayers will not be accepted for 40 days and nights unless he seeks forgiveness from the one whom he spoke about. Imam Sadiq further explains, backbiting is to mention something about your brother that Allah has concealed. It was hidden from the knowledge of other people. In other words, we spied, we invaded his privacy to find out and then convey it. He further says, those who talk about that which they have seen from a believer with their own eyes, or may have heard from him with their own ears, they are those that Allah has described in the Quran as those who love that scandal should circulate. So it's not only hearsay, it's I've heard it, and then I say it's only the truth. No. It is still backbiting. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 19, very, very clear about it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surely, as for those who love that scandal should circulate, respecting those who believe, they will have a painful punishment in this world and in the hereafter, and Allah knows while you do not know. That's enough to stop us in our tracks. And just a note, listening to backbiting is the same as backbiting someone. It's better to walk away. I'm not sure there's more to add here, but the ayah ends with Wattaqullah, be God conscious. That in essence is the solution. Be God conscious. Inna Allah Tawwabur Rahim. Allah continually accepts repentance and Allah is merciful. If we inculcate those two Asma al-Husna into our lives, turning back and being kind and merciful to others, all this will change. Remember, in the previous ayah we looked at corrupt names. Ism, a noun or a name, corrupt ones, corrupt stuff in our vocabulary. Here we look at Asma al-Husna, the most beautiful names to inculcate into our lives. May Allah make us of the Ahlul Qur'an, and let us pray vehemently to Him that we are saved from engaging in these three sins of negative assumptions, spying on each other and backbiting. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.